This hour on this 20th anniversary edition, we are highlighting the World Cafe Next artists that we picked early on who have gone on to great things. First up, it's Jose Gonzalez. We picked the soft-spoken Swedish singer-songwriter as a World Cafe Next in January of 2006. He came by for a session 4 months later in April with his debut Veneer. He has since released another album in Our Nature as well as one with his band Junip. Jose owns his sound with nylon string guitar and soft vocals. When we first met, I asked him about his beginnings.
Maybe we should kind of set the scene as to where you're from and where this all began.
Yeah.
You're from Gutenberg in Sweden.
And
what is that's the second largest town in Sweden?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's it like?
On the west coast. Yeah, it's a nice city, half a million, roughly. A lot of music.
And you've made other different kinds of music before you started doing this. In fact, have you progressively gotten quieter?
I guess so, but in a way, I've done like different styles parallel. And when I was 14, I started playing bass in punk band, but also playing acoustic guitar and learning to play bossa nova and then classical guitar. So I always like done a quiet stuff.
Now, everybody, I always ask this question about people's parents' record collections.
Yeah.
For some reason, my parents' record collection was terrible. It had no effect on me at all. But did yours? Was it helpful? Your parents?
Yeah, definitely. My, I mean, the record collection wasn't big, but there was some stuff that still inspires me today, like a lot of Brazilian stuff, and. Silvio Rodriguez, a Cuban singer.
Oh, yeah.
Like his early stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, my father really liked Beatles, so we had like.
A lot of people mentioned some of the British folk guitar players. Bert Jansch gets mentioned, and people were in Pentangle. And is that any kind of an influence, or is that just serendipity?
Yeah, I don't know that stuff at all. But I mean, I guess the. Nick Drake and all that stuff was inspired. I guess he was inspired by Faye.
Right.
So in a way,
Right. Why don't you do a tune, and then I want to talk a little about how they come together.
To lean on wouldn't be good enough
answerable to lean on wouldn't be good enough.
Jose Gonzalez is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is Heartbeats, which you will find on Veneer. Now, when you play and when you set things up, spending time with your album, I kind of delve into the guitar parts and stuff. Yeah. Do a lot of your songs come from the chord changes and the guitar parts to begin with?
Definitely. I always start with a guitar. That's what I enjoy doing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it happens that I sit and play the same thing like half an hour, and sometimes I fall asleep on the guitar like playing. But yeah, and I just take it from there and come up with melodies, and in the last minute I write lyrics.
Are lyrics difficult? Are they?
Yeah.
Well, you write some really great ones, considering English as second language, you know, or third language.
Yeah.
Your parents were from Argentina, and were you alive when they moved to Sweden?
No, I was born in Sweden. Okay. 78. They fled country in 76. So I'm practically Swede.
I've heard you cover Level Terrace Part.
Yeah.
I heard you cover Kylie Minogue. Heartbeats is a cover of the
Knife.
Knife.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another cover now?
Okay. This is a cover of Kylie Minogue. Then it's called Hand on Your Heart.
It last. I thought we were just beginning, and now you say we're in the past. Look me in the eye and tell me we are in it. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another mean it from the heart. And if you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? I need to hear you tell me it all well. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart.
Jose Gonzalez, our World Cafe Next pick in 2006, from a session later that year around the release of his album Veneer.
Another World Cafe Next artist who made good on this 20th anniversary edition of the World Cafe was the Baltimore band Beach House, the duo of singer Victoria LeGrand and guitarist Alex Scally. I chose Beach House as a World Cafe Next in March of 2008. They came by for a session in 2010 with the album Teen Dream. Even then, I was in love with their song Zebra, and I asked Victoria how the imagery for that song came about.
It's really a sort of amazing relationship between how sounds can form patterns. And it's like music is very visual for us. We're very inspired by all that is around us. So when we were writing that, Alex had written these parts, and I was listening to it, and it just sort of, literally the patterns and the sounds kind of were, it was forming something. And it's not that it's necessarily literally about a zebra by any means, but that it's just inspired by that kind of wild energy that music can create.
And the contrasting sounds, or the way that...
Well, the way that literally sounds move towards each other, they zigzag, the way that chords can go up and down, and they, you know, and even the sound quality has a, you know, very animalistic thing to it.
Yeah, it's a great song. So you can do Zebra?
Yep.
Don't I know you better than the rest?
Zebra from Beach House, one of my favorite ever World Cafe recordings. Beach House was one of our 2008 World Cafe Next picks. The band stopped by in 2010 with their Teen Dream disc to record a session. As our final 20th anniversary show continues, we have another session with a band we originally chose as a World Cafe Next artist. We actually picked The Head and the Heart earlier this year, right before Sub Pop released their debut album in April. We'd already heard it when the band self-released it in 2009. The record was filled with great songs, so it was not a difficult pick. They joined us a month before the album came out and played this song, Down in the Valley.
A slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Too many, call it pride of a man. It don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start again. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start. On my way.
I am on my way back to where I started. California, Oklahoma, and all of the places I never been to. Down in the valley, whiskey rivers, these are the places you will find me hiding. These are the places I will always go. These are the places I will always go. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
That is The Head and the Heart playing live in the World Cafe Studios today. And that is one of the signature tunes of the band, I would say. Everybody always mentions Down in the Valley, and with good reason. I'm really glad you began with it, because I'd love to know, Jonathan, I guess that's your song, where the that whole concept of the beginning, the one, the line you repeat, the a slave to an age-old trade, what were you thinking when you came up with that?
I was listening to a lot of Jimmy Rogers from like late 20s, and I think I was also reading Bound for Glory, the autobiography. And just kind of, you know, being numb to serving food and being a waiter and living in a city that was new, and just didn't feel like I was doing anything. You know, it wasn't, nothing I was doing had any like weight or merit to it. And so that was just kind of me, you know, kind of wishing, daydreaming of like, I actually wish I did something that seemed to matter. So
a lot of the words in there are things like, you know, referring to Whiskey River and even Down in the Valley. They're very kind of folk phrases, you know. Yeah. And by folk, I mean they're like in our folklore kind of.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
It wasn't on purpose, but I think it's just one of those things where you're, you know, your subconscious like collects all these phrases. And it's funny, you know, it's after I wrote the song that I'll be listening to like a Willie Nelson song and I'm like, Whiskey River, you know, and I'm like, that's probably where I got that from.
Right.
And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's kind of subconsciously happens, but.
Well, they fit so well with that song. That's, you know, the whole theme of it works really well. The Head and the Heart are playing live today, and we're hearing some music that is on their, now on their Sub Pop album, when they released. What was that like to come to Seattle and end up on kind of that, you know, emblematic Seattle label?
Unbelievable. Kind of as a joke slash, you know, like phrase the bar so high that if you reach anything close to it, you're doing great kind of thing. Like when I moved out here, I was like, you know, my friends are like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to start a band. I'm going to get on Sub Pop. And, it actually happened. And it was kind of very surreal.
The Head and the Heart, that session recorded a month before Sub Pop put out The Head and the Heart's self-titled debut in April of this year. We chose the band for a World Cafe Next 4 months before that. I hope you enjoyed this 20th anniversary edition of the World Cafe, and our support is provided in part by the members of the World Cafe affiliates nationwide. That includes WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee, and KISU, which is in Pocatello, Idaho. Show is produced at WXPN from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name's David Dye. This is the World Cafe from NPR.